This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. This year marks the 400th anniversary of the first permanent English settlement in America. A group of Englishmen, including John Smith, who later was befriended by Pocahontas, built a fort at Jamestown, Virginia in 1607, 13 years before the Pilgrims crossed the Atlantic on the Mayflower. And for the past 14 years, Bill Kelso has been working to uncover the secrets of Jamestown, and NPR's Thomas Pierce has more.
It was spring when the English explorers found a channel so close to shore that they could tie their ships to the trees. The maze of tidal creeks in the Chesapeake were sun-warmed then, and the salt marsh grass is green. Compared to the cold they'd left behind in England, this was paradise. But 5 months later, more than half of the original group of 104 men were dead, most from famine. This is often cited by historians to show that the settlers were ill-suited to the task of staying alive in a new world.
The traditional story is that this was just a bunch of gentlemen who weren't used to working hard. They were put out in the wilderness, didn't know what to do, and all sat around and waited to die of hunger or something.
Archaeologist Bill Kelso has a different view. He's with the Association for the Preservation of Virginia Antiquities, in charge of their Jamestown team. Two assistants are digging close to a well where they found all kinds of trashy treasures, preserved beneath the water table for 400 years. Metal breastplates and a loaded pistol and discarded animal bones. He says all of it is proof that the settlers weren't just sitting around.
They were cutting down trees, digging holes, building forts, building buildings, digging ditches, burying people. They were exploring.
Tough men with skills and training, he says. Kelso himself is a husky man with a bright white mustache. Put him in some armor and you might mistake him for an explorer. And in a sense, he is. He's every bit as tenacious and curious as the settlers who managed to erect a triangular fort here within 19 days after landing.
Well, right over here, I think, is really the mathematical center of this triangle. And if I can get it lined up, yeah, right here. Arguably, this is where the America as we know it begins, right here at this spot. And it gets me every time. I get really emotional about it.
Kelso's team has rebuilt segments of the fort walls. And they've begun constructing a building on the site, using only mud and rough-cut timber to better understand the challenges of the settlers' lives. Several years ago, director Terrence Malick hired Kelso to advise him about how the set should look for the New World, his film about Jamestown.
If you want to know what it was like to be at Jamestown in the early 17th century, see this movie.
Every man will stop what he's doing right now and start digging the well. Those of you that can't carry the dirt in buckets shall carry it with your own hands. He that will not work shall not eat. The labors of honest and industrious men should not be consumed to maintain the idleness of a few.
And the exhausting work wasn't their only problem, Kelso says.
The Indians didn't want them here most of the time. And there was nobody protecting you, covering your back. And then there even the people you're with, you know, could be a problem.
In fact, one of the first skeletons they uncovered was a gunshot victim, most likely killed by a fellow settler's musket. The fall of 1607 was a stressful time for the colony. There was civil unrest. Men were dying from famine, Indian arrows, disease, exertion, and gunshot wounds. In one section of the fort alone, Kelso's crew has marked some 30 overlapping grave sites with crosses. But Kelso is drawn to one grave in particular, a grave set apart from the rest. 2 years ago, Kelso found the remnants of a coffin filled with more than bones. Inside was a captain's staff, and he knew he had someone important. Based on the skeleton's age and the date of burial, he thinks he's found none other than Bartholomew Gosnold.
Gosnold was one of the designers of the fort. And here's an unmarked, unknown, sort of unknown soldier grave that, you know, can now be marked. His name doesn't appear anywhere. He died so early on. And yet Smith himself said that Gosnold was the most important person in the whole colonial effort at Jamestown. And yet, who's ever heard of him?
But not everyone's convinced the grave is Gosnold's. Last year, DNA tests were performed using a skeleton believed to have belonged to Gosnold's sister. It came back negative. But Kelso is skeptical that they even had the sister's remains. Kelso doesn't live very far from the grave he still believes is Gosnold's. He's greeted at the gate by one of his basset hounds, Bart. Short for Bartholomew Gosnold, of course. When Kelso's not digging in the fort, you can find him with his dogs or with one of his bluegrass bands. Turns out he handles a banjo as well as a shovel.
There is a song that's kind of archaeological. The
old home place.
Jamestown is more than just an old home place for long-since dead men like John Smith and Bartholomew Gosnold. This is Kelso's home, too. And when the 400th anniversary celebrations begin in a few months, he'll be ready for his guest, ready to show them the artifacts he spent a lifetime collecting. Thomas Pierce, NPR News.
Photos of the excavation and reconstruction of Jamestown Fort are on our website, npr.org.